Bitachon for Life, Shir 433, Thursday, Parshas Re'eh. We are explaining exercises how a person can maintain simcha even if the yeshua is taking very long. And we explain that if a person speaks out his simcha, and he sings, and he dances, and he does actions that demonstrate simcha, that will help you feel simcha. And we have to reiterate that this shouldn't take away your feeling of tikva at all. Even if you're feeling simcha, and even if you're working on feeling simcha with the current situation, you can still feel tikva. You can still hope for the Yeshua in the future. This is all about the past and the present. Accepting the situation, staying positive, staying besimcha. And then at the same time, hoping and davening that in the future, the Rebbeinu Shalom will send you the Yeshua. And yes, it's an exercise, and it's juggling two things that seem to be opposites. Because if you're accepting the situation, how in the world can you hope that the future should change? And the answer is, because the past and the present is not in your hands. That's only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, so to speak. He doesn't give you an option to change that. So on that, we're supposed to accept it b'simcha. And that's the biggest chus to see a Yeshua. But for the future is an open field. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hands you the keys and tells you run with them. Bitchu v'Hashem adeyad. Have bitachin. Strengthen your tikva and hope that Emir Tz Hashem will bring you a Yeshua. And by juggling these two feelings, that is the schus that we are zeichet to Yeshua. And that's what the pasuk means at the end of L'David Hashem Ayri. Kavei al Hashem. Have hope to the Rebbeinu Shalom. And then if chas v'shalom, it's taking a long time and you don't see the Yeshua, chazak v'yametz libecha. Strengthen your heart. Don't get down. Don't get depressed. Start dancing. Start singing. Start repeating to yourself that the Rebbeinu Shalom loves me and he has my best interests in mind. And if I would have seen the Yeshua, it would have been terrible. Because that's the attitude. If the Rebbeinu Shalom would have brought the Yeshua until now, it would have been the worst thing for me. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't bring it. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to hurt me. And even though I think it's good for me, Hashem is telling me it's poison for me. And that's why he didn't give it to me. So I'm strengthening myself and I'm accepting it with simcha. And say these words again and again to yourself. Baruch Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shalom saved me from poison. The Rebbeinu Shalom saved me from something that is deathly. The Rebbeinu Shalom saved me from tremendous tzaras, Rachmana Litzlan. He's given me the best thing, whether I understand it or not. Say it, sing it, dance it, play music, feel the simcha. And then, after your chazak v'yameis libecha, after you strengthen yourself in positivity, feeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love, v'kavei al Hashem, the pasuk repeats, continue having hope, because be'ezer Hashem you'll be zeiche to see the Yeshua. Hold on, do not let the Yetzirah get you down. Is it difficult? Absolutely, but that's what we're here for. We are here to overcome our nisyanus. We are here to overcome the Yetzahara. To maintain positivity, to maintain simcha, and then Be'ez Hashem, v'kavei al Hashem, Be'ez Hashem will maintain the hope, and Be'ez Hashem we will be zeiche to ultimately see the Yeshua.